freedomslips.com. If you plan to call in and speak with one of our hosts, please turn down your radio and separate yourself from any background noise and wait for the area code to be called on before you speak. And don't forget, revolutionradiofreedomslips.com is listener supported. So stop by the homepage, freedomslips.com, visit the site support area to help support the host you're listening to's airtime. Thank you. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, where the truth never sleeps.
Syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet. Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look. Just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I'm sensitive to display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, stupidity.
I'll do you for that.
Oh, what?
Come here.
What are you going to do, bleed on me?
I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight's always triumphs.
Welcome on, welcome all, and it is that time for Roundtable Live here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Be rolling on until 4 a.m. in the morning Eastern time. New ideas, different hosts every night, different subjects every night. You never know what's going to happen right here at the Roundtable Live. King Arthur has nothing on us. We're going round and round.
Alrighty, welcome to the show. This is Keith AC Live. I was actually getting some heat before the show, that I don't do a roundtable. No, I don't. Going back, all the way back to when I started here on the network and was asked to be a host as opposed to be producer, and as it turns out, I'm not very good at producing shows. As it turns out, I'm like everybody that I was producing, I didn't really agree with, and it just didn't make for a good match. And Solaris Blue Raven, who I just think is fantastic, does a show on Saturday nights. I'm sure many of you listen to her. She said, Keith's got to speak, and there's a long trail of, how this, all these things happen. Anyway, at any rate, I was very blessed. I was very blessed by her and Amad Painter and, I'm forgetting her name right now. another angel on the network. I'm a host on this network. I've been doing it for over 8.5 years, and some think that I should just do a straight-up roundtable. No, I don't do that. That's not the case with me, and the network can fire me. That may happen, folks. I'll actually find another place. What I bring to you each night when I'm on air, is valuable. And, I don't think they will, apparently because I don't do a straight up roundtable, maybe that'll be the case. It'd be a very sad day for me. I love doing this. I love you all. I, absolutely value this, and I will take your calls. By the way, the call-in number is 928-202-4608, and I will take calls tonight. I do take calls. I don't probably give out the call-in number all the time, but you know, I do want to hear from you. I do monitor the chat room. I'm watching the chat room right now. What I want to say, first of all, is I want to tell you that Revolution Radio, I've been on this network for over 8 years, about eight and a half years approximately, right on with the early inception of this network, had many conversations with our wonderful station creator, who's no longer with us, Nighthawk, also known as Mike Ringley. I just loved him so much. And I used to tell him that. I said, I love you. And he'd say, why do you love me? I said, I just do. You know, you've created this format, which gives me a venue. And so what I want to do is tell you all to support this network. Go ahead and click on freedomslips.com or revolution.radio and go ahead and donate to the station. It's the only reason you're hearing my voice right now is that so many of you have donated to the station. So please do. And I see Pat Rabbit. I see A Mad Painter. Any of you want to come on? Jerbear, any of you want to come on? Look, Dude Guy, I'd love to hear your voice. They're telling me I should take calls more. And I haven't so much. Listen, the reason I went to much more of a focused content was because I didn't feel like the information being purveyed to you was not that, you know, it's a little bit disjointed, a little bit chaotic, and I wanted to create a more of a focused content for you all. You know, and so I'm being told from especially the GM, who, by the way, I love dearly, A Mad Painter, you know, and he may fire me. Listen, this might be the last time you hear my voice. This is purely his discretion, and I respect that. I will not complain. I will not go on some kind of other format and say, oh, he's just so terrible. No. Listen, I absolutely love the guy. He's a fantastic artist, by the way, as well. And he has wonderful content, which if he's listening, I encourage him to provide in the chat room so people can find him. I will love and respect him forever. You know, but listen, I do the show the way I think I should do a show. And I think I mostly do a pretty good show. I think I've been pretty good. maybe not tonight because I'm feeling a little stressed. You know, these things, they don't make you feel good when they say, oh, you're not supposed to do it that way. You're supposed to do an open roundtable. Listen, I said all the way back then, I said, no, I don't want to do an open roundtable because we get people that, you know, really don't have a lot of content. I want to focus on content. So anyway, let's skip ahead. Let's forget about my, you know, my kind of angst and you know, druthers. I would have been more appreciated at this, especially at this point in time, but apparently not. But that's okay. Listen, folks, you know, we are in a very interesting time period right now. We are in a time of change, and here we have the very ground beneath our feet being unsettled, right? With the war in the Ukraine. I woke up today. I felt a little dizzy. Not the best feeling. You know, bit challenging, right? You know, what's up with that? I'm a sensitive. I'm a clairvoyant. I am a remote viewer. I look at these things really deeply. So what is happening with Ukraine, right? This is the big story, right? It's on the mainstream news. It's on everybody's, you know, whatever feed you're getting. So what is happening with the Ukraine? What is happening with Russia attacking the Ukraine? I have said that there will be no war. I was wrong. I'm just going to say I was wrong as far as the scale that I thought it would escalate to. I was wrong. I thought it would be more of a infiltration, more of a, they would do it more subtly. But I was absolutely wrong on this, and I'm saying this on air, so anybody that's listening, fellow hosts and such, I did not think that this would escalate to the degree that it has. But what is happening? I did say that, there will be perhaps some dust-ups or perhaps some, skirmishes. But this is much bigger than I thought it was going to take place. I will tell you as best as I can figure out, again, with my remote viewing, with my looking into the deeper levels of the conflict there. This is the positive alliance. Okay, I know that's kind of heavy. I know that's kind of like you're saying, this is actually a good thing. It's my opinion. As best as I can figure out, this is actually the good guys actually clearing out the bad guys. And the Ukraine, one of the things we know about the Ukraine, it's been a money laundering operation for the deep state. Our current president, Joe Biden, has incredible ties to that. We have seen, I'll bet you most of you listening and perhaps all of you have seen the video of Joe Biden saying, you got to fire this guy who's investigating Burisma, the oil and energy company that they were doing money laundering with his son, Hunter Biden. And so we saw this taking place at this time. This is real, and this is happening right now. I bet you many of you have already seen videos of the Russian forces coming in and shelling, in other words, using artillery and other such have at the Ukrainian forces. It's my opinion, and again, it's my remote viewing, it's my intuition, if you will, that what is happening there with the Ukraine is that good is happening now, and they're clearing out the bad guys, right? I know that's kind of a black and white evaluation. I know that's maybe sounds a little bit simplistic. As best as I can tell, that's what's taking place right now in the Ukraine. It's Vladimir Putin, I think is part of the alliance. I think he's fully on board, as best as I can tell, again. And Xi Jinping and our former President Trump are all part of this alliance, which is part of a much bigger picture here, which you will not get any other network. I mean, James Gilliland has told us this. Janine Sending Ravens, the tarot reader, who did a wonderful show, by the way, with James Gilliland last week. And what we're seeing with Mike Barra, who does Real News Live. I was really disappointed with him when he cut off Candace on his show the other week. But he continues. You know, he brought on Jennifer Flaw-Doring on his show earlier today and did a psychic evaluation of what's happening here. It's very interesting. They all agree, all these different people that are looking at this agree that what's happening with the Russian forces invading Ukraine is a clean out of the dark energy. These are very dark beings which have been controlling us for a long time. So this is not a happy case. By the way, let me just say, I'm taking calls. So going to the management of the show, if anybody wants to call in, the call-in number is 928-202-4608. So you want me to be more of a roundtable show, there it is. Let's go. Anybody that was in the host chat that wants to criticize me, hey, man, come on down. You know, we're good to go. We'll have a discussion. It's really kind of made me sad to have the, this kind of discussion, because I've been doing this show for a long time, man. I shouldn't be a question about that. I've been doing this show for a long time. So anyway, I welcome calls. I welcome input. The format I have chosen for the show is to me be in charge and not do an open roundtable. That's been what I've done for a very long time here, years here on the network. But if you want to tell me I have to do it differently, we'll certainly welcome these inputs. At any rate, sorry, folks. It's just making me feel really tired. It's making me feel really unappreciated. But I know when I look at the chat room, I know I get so much nice comments. But maybe some of you don't. You know, it's all right. All right. So what's really happening on the world stage? Let's go back to that. Let's stop whining. Oh, I did get a call and I missed it. Damn it. Let me see if I can bring in that call.
All right, Keith.
Welcome. Welcome to the show.
Look, I'm not trying to get on your ass or nothing, man. I never said it was an open roundtable. I said, you're in a roundtable slot. That means you take some calls. If you don't like them, throw them off.
Well, I love calls. And listen, Thomas, I love you.
I ain't got nothing against you, Keith, other than, you know, like I said, you don't take enough calls. And I'm getting complaints that people are saying they're calling you and you're not taking their calls. And they're not people who are idiots.
See that they don't show up. Skype is kind of a bitch, you know. Actually, I do welcome calls, and I don't know.
I'm not against you or your show.
Well, thank you.
That's what management does.
Listen,
I don't think that, man.
I absolutely love you. And listen, I'm so grateful to be a part of this venue. I'm so grateful that I get to do a show. Listen, I want you to tell people about yourself, Ahmad. I know you have a lot of artwork.
I'm just no grumpy fart.
Well, tell people where they can find your artwork.
Shoot, I don't know. Facebook for a mad painter, that's all.
All right. So, a mad painter is a fantastic artist and a poet as well.
Well, would be.
No, you are. You are. You're a fantastic artist. It made me feel really insecure when I, you know, heard those things. I actually do.
I didn't say it in order to hurt your feelings. You got nine people in there going, where's the round table at? You know, I mean.
My show slot has been here for a long time. It's not like.
Yeah, and I've told you before about 2.5-3 years ago about taking calls, too, remember?
I do take calls.
Well, I don't listen to your show. Normally, I'm in bed.
Yeah.
No, I usually go to bed about midnight. And
I do take calls. I try to be more content oriented, and often I do have guests.
Which is no problem. If you got a guest, don't have call-ins. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
So I mean, I do that myself. When I got a guest, I don't take call-ins unless a guest wants them.
Yeah.
Of course, I ain't had no guests this year. I've, you know, stopped doing guests.
So you're not going to fire me?
I stopped doing guests.
I said, so you're not going to fire me, right?
No, I'm not. It ain't up to me anyways.
Oh, well.
There is nothing that happens at this station that is up to one person.
Listen,
including me. You know?
Listen, I absolutely love you. You and I have done shows many, many times.
Yeah, I got nothing against you. I just, you know, they were complaining they wanted a round table, you know. Well, you know, that's what they were doing in there, and I just had to sit down and see that, you know.
I have some comments on that I'm not going to make on air.
That's fine.
We're in a really interesting time right now, and what I think we need to do is focus on supporting each other and loving each other. And listen, I'm not going to take calls from, for instance, Hijacker.
Well, I don't blame you there.
I like Hijacker,
but he can be a pain in the ass.
God bless him. I don't have a problem with who he is. It's just not a place on my show for him, because he's going to want to take control. He's going to want to, you know, spread his information, which, as best as I can tell, is always wrong. But that's my opinion.
A lot of it is. I mean, it's all guesswork. I mean, this is what it's about here, you know. We all make our own opinion. I mean, none of the opinions match. And that's what, you know, keeps us going.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we do give it around. You don't see just two sides. You see all sides.
That's right. It's not black and white. There's a lot.
No, it is not. There's plenty of shades of gray between the two.
Yeah, and color.
Well, yeah.
Well, anyway, I am a huge fan of yours, Thomas, and you and I have, I don't remember how many times we've been on air together, but.
God, I got no clue. I don't keep track of it. I don't even know how much I've been on air on my shows.
I know. We've been, you know, I consider you a friend. I do, but that's the way I think of everybody. I just love people. I really feel a camaraderie. With this network and the energy.
We're a big family. Dysfunctional family, but we're still a big family.
Yeah, that's true. Dysfunctional, you know.
I'm the fun part in there. In the word.
Somebody just tried to call in and I missed the call, damn it.
It should tell you in the below your favorites.
Skype has been more annoying. It used to be that I could just drag somebody in. Let me see if I can.
Do you have the new Skype or the old one?
I have not updated it in the last 3 months. I think there is a new Skype version.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. You can change it to make it look like the old version in your grid view.
Yeah, I don't care about that. My biggest problem right now is my internet provider said we will no longer support your email. So I have to change everything.
Oh, man.
So actually, my only real issue right now, I've changed Craigslist and Skype and all these other, my bank account and all that stuff, but eBay is giving me a problem, and eBay is my favorite. I hate Amazon, but I like eBay.
No, I don't use any of that stuff. Hell, I don't even have a bank account. No cell phone.
Well, that's beautiful that you're in a place that you can do that. You know, most of us need to have commerce and need to, you know, have these kind of interactions.
I work with nothing but cash. I have for, you know, most of my life I've worked for nothing but cash. I don't mess with banks. I never understood the principle of paying somebody else to use your own money.
Yes, I know. That's a whole nother discussion. But I want you to, Thomas, tell us about your artwork that you're doing now and your poetry. Have you written any new poems? Anything like?
No, I haven't. I've been sick. I almost died a couple of times in the last few months.
All that you posted that. What was going on with you?
I've got real bad lung problems.
Yeah, I was going to say respiratory.
Yeah, I got some kind of infection. They don't even know what it is. I can't figure out. Next week I'm going, they're going to do a biopsy on it, find out what it is, hopefully.
Have you taken ivermectin?
No, I can't do that and go to the veterans. They'll have a fit.
Well, it's my...
And Ace is high. I'm not attacking Keith. He mentioned it on air, so I come on air and talk with him. I ain't got a problem with talking about anything to do with the station, my personal life, or a host. There's no host here that I don't like. If I didn't like them, they'd know it, believe me.
Well, it felt like I was being told that my show was not appropriate.
Just, you know, they all wanted a damn round table and hell, step up to the plate.
Well, they've got it after I signed up.
See, that's my love of radio is round tables. You know, that's what I started out on when I come here first, you know, 11 years ago, was me and Hawk and Alan. I can't remember his other name. Alan was his last name. And Lady Horse, that's all we used to do, was round tables. And we'd done them every night for, probably 2 years.
Yeah. Well, my experience, of course, when I started with Thomas Wolfe, was that they suck. We get a lot of people. We get people calling in who are kind of drunk. Or really,
well, yeah, back then we did, yeah.
Yeah, or really kind of off the topic. I wanted to do a more focused show. So that's why I've taken this time slot the direction I have.
Yeah, well, see, like I said, there was no problem if you have a guest. Don't take call-ins. I don't do it when I got a guest.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we are taking calls tonight, and go ahead and give the call-in number again, 928-202-4608, if anybody would like to call in. I will take calls. I love taking calls.
You know, with you taking the slot, you know, it being your slot, you're the master of some ceremonies, you know?
Right.
I mean, I'm sure you've heard me yell at them on my shows.
Yes.
I get on their ass sometimes.
Yeah, I know. As I have as well. You know, I've hung up on people, but since they've already got the contact, they just call right back in. And
you got to remove them from the call.
Yeah, I know.
Then they can just jump right back in.
But what I'd like what my desire is to make good radio and to make
it. Well, you do.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, like I said, nobody's complained about you other than the fact that they've called and they want to say something about what you're talking about, and then you don't take their call.
I mostly do.
Ain't that very many.
The only reason I don't take calls is because sometimes I just miss them.
I do too.
Yeah. I'm really interested in taking calls. It's not really something. It's not that I don't want to take them. It's just sometimes
you don't get any. I do that too. I don't get any sometimes. Look, I got to drop off here. I got to go tend to a couple of things, but I'll probably tune in for a little while yet before I hit the hay.
Well, let me tell you, Thomas, I absolutely love you, and I really...
Now, don't think I was trying to get on your ass, because I wasn't. I was just trying to, you know...
Well, thank you. Thank you for clearing that up, because I did felt like I was a little...
No, don't.
I did feel that I was a little bit on a wire there.
Like I said, no one person can do anything here. It's all got to be through the committee.
Yeah.
I know that sounds stupid, but it's democracy. This is how we have such a diverse range of shows, because certain people like certain things and other people don't, you know?
What I want to say to this audience right now is send love and healing energy to Thomas Becker.
I appreciate it, but I'm healing, so.
Yeah, but I want you to magnify. There is a conscious energy that we can apply to you, my friend. I consider you a friend. I don't know if you consider
me
a friend, but I consider you a friend. I actually absolutely love you. I want this audience to send love and healing energy to A. Matt Painter right now. You guys, focus your energy. You can do it. And this will... make a difference. This makes a difference.
Oh, I'm sure it does. You know, I mean, we create reality by what we believe.
That's right. That's right.
All right. I got to run. I got things I got to take care of.
Thank you for joining me.
Thanks, man. Don't worry about me. I mean, I'm, you know, like I said, I'm old grumpy fart.
I feel better now.
Okay. Have a good one.
Okay. All right. Hey, listen, my friends, that was our general manager of the network that made me feel a lot better about we're all insecure, right? Who of us feels totally, like everything's okay, everything's good, so especially in the times we're in, right? So I was talking about Ukraine. Let's go back and talk about that a little bit. And, again, I will take calls. Let's see if I can bring in this. Somebody tried to call me. Okay, so area code 802, go ahead and call in. I was paying attention to A. Matt Painter. I apologize that I did not see you call in. We'll try to get you in and join, and you can join the show and talk about what you'd like to. I'm going to talk about magnetic resonance and dreams as the show continues right now. But let's finish off with Ukraine a little bit. So it's very interesting. We see that... Sorry, I've got to roll a cigarette. This is a bad habit of mine. I'm not going to tell you it's any different. Listen, folks, it made me feel a lot better to hear from Thomas, by the way. I have my own insecurities. I've been on this network. I've been on this network for 8.5 years, right? If I'm told that this time spot is supposed to be a round table, as I told Thomas, going back to back when Thomas Wolf was my co-partner in that, who, by the way, probably doesn't feel good about me. This is another interesting thing. We
you know,
how we treat each other and how we deal with each other. And I really needed the show to be a lot more concise and content-based, you know, and as opposed to a lot of different people. I mean, we used to have we would get people blabbing about their ex-girlfriends, you know, like anybody wants to hear that. Do you want to hear about my ex-girlfriends? You know, pretty much not so much so, I don't think, anyway. Although I do have extraordinary stories about that. It's, you know, especially I was speaking to one of our fellow hosts, Mountain Devil or whatever Devil Weed, whatever her Elizabeth, absolutely fantastically beautiful person, and I was talking about magnetic resonance of love, and I had these dreams. I've been having these dreams that are just crazy. Do you guys have dreams? You know, Pat, are you there? Why don't you join the show right now? We've got also Jerbear. Let's talk about dreams, right? Mr. Rowe, I don't see him in the chat so far. Just looking. And Noreen, who never joins my show, I keep asking her and she never joins. But Noreen, I love dearly. Noreen, I remember when I first started on the network, and you know, we actually chatted off. We also used to do that with Dory Barr too, and Dory was notorious for telling all the secrets of everybody. You know who? You know, behind the scenes stuff. I just absolutely, I absolutely love Noreen, and I doubt she will join the show. I love you, Noreen, anyway. No worries. I remember chatting with you at length, and just telling each other who we are and kind of, negotiating this, radio network and being hosts on, Revolution Radio and, Crypt Rick. Crypt Rick, you were supposed to join the show. Let's see if I can. I'm going to see if I can add him. I'm just going to bug him. Because he said he would join, by the way. Let's go ahead. So I've got to type that in. So bear with me, everybody. Thankfully, I only had to type C in, and Skype says, oh, yeah, there you go. So we're going to call him and see if he actually answers. At any rate, folks, these are fantastic times. What have I told you as far as the situation we find ourselves in? It's my opinion, you know, and again, I'm going to tell you, I don't know the answer. I'm not the Oracle. I'm not the Return of the King or any of that. I'm just a dude here in Central Arizona trying to sort this stuff out. Crypt Rick, are you with us? Crypt Rick, unmute your mic. It looks like you are on the call. See if you can unmute. Says he's unavailable. All right. I think he's having internet problems. At any rate, Crypt Rick, if you can rejoin, please do. All right, I don't think we're going to get him. At any rate, he's a fellow host on the network, and I really have want to query him on a lot of stuff. The, you know, Crypto Rick, right? Crypto zoology, I think, is maybe his subject that he likes to talk about, and that's something that I'm very interested in and have had experiences with, and you know, I think that'll be a good conversation if he can join us. Apparently not tonight, but you know, we'll see. We're coming up to the top of the hour. Listen, folks, okay, let's go back to Ukraine for a moment. What's happening there in Ukraine? I've been looking at this all day. I've been trying to amalgamate and discern and pierce the veils of what's really happening there. And I will be the first to tell you, I was wrong. I was absolutely wrong. And some of you other hosts, like Dolphin Dave and such, listen, I was straight up wrong. I did not think there would be this type of operation. I did not think Russia was going to go in hard like they have. But there it is. We're seeing it. Probably most of you have been watching whatever news is coming out of there, which is actually very little. We've got words of shelling, you know, artillery fire in these different places, you know, so, you know, we'll see how this plays out. But in my opinion, this is a alliance operation, okay? That's my, as best as I can tell, it's the alliance, the good guys, in other words. Listen, is Putin a good guy or not? It's my opinion. Drag me and I won't bite, hee. So that's got to be Dolphin Dave. You should just call me Dolphin Dave. But you don't need to text me in the chat room to do that. You've got to directly call me because I don't have you as a connection on Skype. You've got to just directly call me, and I'll bring you in, and I'm sure we'll disagree quite a bit on all kinds of things, you know. But that's okay, you know. This is a free world, you know, and we have the opportunity to disagree. Hopefully, you're not a flat earther. Are you a Dolphin Dave? Are you a flat earther? You know, I thought. Gone into I remote viewed. Listen, I've told you, I am a psychic. I'm a clairvoyant. I'm a straight up trained clairvoyant. But it takes energy to look at these things. So it's not an easy job. You know, it's not like I can solve the problems of the world. You know, like anybody. I have my own internal filter and make mistakes. This is also why I don't do readings for people. I don't present myself as somebody that's going to give you a psychic reading. I've got to solve myself first, you know, and I'm certain that I'll make mistakes. The last thing I want to do is tell you something that leads you astray, because I am not, you know, I am not, you know, 100% together on what I think is real. I have each time I learn some new information, I find that there's more information to learn. You know, so it, like each time you perceive something, then you find that there's a whole universe of new information. So it's a very challenging, it's very challenging to be a remote viewer. It's very challenging to be a sensitive, especially at this time right now. I woke up feeling a little dizzy, and I think it's because the world is so unsettled. In other words, the very ground beneath our feet is changing right now. So, Dolphin Dave, if you...
All right.
I'll go ahead and text it into his comment. So, sorry about that, folks. I am typing to him right now. Just call me on Skype. If you want to. Okay. There it is. Just call me. And, again, I will take calls. I'm sorry, I missed some calls earlier. You guys, area code 802 if you want to call in. Let's see. Skype used to be really easy. It used to be before actually Bill Gates took over, used to be with Skype, it was really easy to take calls. And now not so much so. It used to be if somebody called in, I could just drag them in and it would connect. And now it doesn't anymore. So it's very annoying. Okay, Dolphin Davids is calling. All right, so I screwed that up. It's a rookie mistake. We're going to go ahead and see if we can add Dolphin Dave and make it happen. And he's probably going to disagree with me on a lot of things, but that's all right. You know why? Because I do not know everything by a long shot. So let's go ahead and see if we can add him. Dave, I'm adding you right now. We are live on Studio A. We are calling Dolphin Dave right now. And we'll see what he has to say about these things. Dolphin Dave, welcome to the show.
Greetings and salutations, Keith. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good. Thank you.
Actually, my situation is surprisingly good, despite my failings on so many levels. I have tried hard and had good intentions about, doing good work. So it's really paid off in so many ways. How about yourself?
Well, Keith, don't get me wrong. I think you're a good guy. I just think you lay it on a little too thick sometimes. That's all. But I think you're well-intentioned, and, you know, I'm not here to pick a fight with you or nothing like that.
Yeah, no worries. I will say that I was wrong about the Russia-Ukrainian situation. I did not think Russia would go in hard. I was wrong about it. And I'm admitting
me too, Keith. That's one of the things we actually agreed upon. I predict the same thing you did. I didn't think there would be much of a conflict, but it looks like we were both pretty much wrong on that one. But it's unclear exactly what is happening to me. I'm not convinced.
Yeah, we don't have much information.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, go ahead with what you would like to say. You've got the floor.
Well, we're just having a conversation. I mean, it's not clear to me exactly what is happening in Ukraine. The mainstream media that I call the enemy war transmissions, they're saying it's a full-scale invasion.
We agree.
Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. I see it more as kind of a strategic extraction of a cancer, possibly.
I would call it surgical.
What's that?
I would call it surgical.
Yeah, that's a good word. I think so. I mean, I think Putin is, you know, whether you like Putin or not, it's debatable as to how much of a good guy he is, but he's not stupid, and he would be a fool to go in there and just start blowing shit up without being real careful what he does. And I don't think he's that stupid.
Well, I think like Donald Trump, he's a populist. He is actually really for Russia, which I think Donald Trump was for America. You know, and this is a battle between the globalists, and you may very much disagree with that analysis, but you know, that's my view on this. Not that I don't think Donald Trump's the greatest ever. I'm telling you, he's the best president we've had in a long time. But it's not that necessarily he was the greatest person ever. But he was for America, in my opinion.
Well, you know, frankly, I think that's debatable. And I think the biggest evidence against what you're saying is that Donald Trump has been pushing not only the vaccine, but the booster too. So that alone to me makes me think there's something seriously wrong. I just sort of see Trump, you know, unfortunately I wanted to believe in Trump, but I see him as an actor. He was an actor on television for a very long time with his own show after all. So I'm just not convinced that he's the good guy that you think he is, but I see the appeal, to be honest.
I don't believe in anybody but myself, and also God. You know, you've got to connect with your own deeper levels of who you are. So these people on this big stage, you know, and again, I will say that this Trump, in my opinion, was the tip of the spear for a alliance of very positive beings, including extraterrestrials. And you may laugh at that, but that's my opinion.
Well, you know, I think the extraterrestrials are probably real. I don't have a problem with that, but maybe you could explain to me why, if Trump is aligned with all these good forces, why is he pushing the most toxic, dangerous, deadly injection known to man, not only the original shot, but the boosters too. I'm not quite sure on how you can put those two together.
Yes, very understandable. And this is something that many people have questions about, and justifiably so. So what was going to be the timeline future that would have happened otherwise? This was necessary. The actual vaccine he wanted to promote was actually going to be positive, as best as I can tell. Again, I'm not telling you I know the answer. I don't. I'm just telling you, as best as I can discern, as far as how this goes, was that this was really had abrogated a much darker future. So you know, there it is. And again, I think you're exactly right. I agree with you. The vaccines are the pandemic. People are dying from this freaking thing. This worse than the actual bioweapon that was out of the Wuhan lab.
Oh yeah, for sure. I don't know anyone personally who died from COVID. You know, I got COVID and was sick with it. You know, it was like a bad flu. But I don't know anyone that died from it. But I do know people who have died from this vaccine. I know someone who had a severe heart attack less than a month after taking the second shot. Yeah. And I know someone that got severe cancer, a vitriolic cancer, about 2 months after taking the second shot. So. And there's actually more. So this thing is causing a lot of health problems. They're going to try to sweep it under the rug. But what disturbs me, Keith, you know, is that there isn't a single politician on either side of the aisle, the left or the right, or, you know, whatever, the white hats or the dark hats. Not one person has come out saying, you know, I don't think you should take this vaccine. It might not be safe. Not one politician. And that is very disturbing to me personally.
Getting money from Big Pharma. and they need that money for their political re-elections. But the people are understanding this, and you know, people like you and me are saying, yeah, you know what? My older brother says, well, you didn't get the – I actually had an upper respiratory infection last month, January, which I suspect was from the spiked proteins coming off the people that got the vaccine. I don't know. I'm not saying that's true. I'm just saying that as best as I can tell, that's likely. I haven't been sick since probably 1999. The last time I got the flu, I've been actually very healthy. And, you know, and here it is. Last month, I got upper respiratory infection. It wasn't even that bad, but it was very annoying. It was, I mean, I felt, you know, my breathing, you know, when you get that upper respiratory thing going, is, you know, my breathing. And I'm going, yeah, it might have been from the people that got the vaccine and then are shedding the spike proteins. But I had wonderful friends got me ivermectin. I got it from a friend who got it from a friend and got me some ivermectin, and also helped me with vitamin C and D and zinc and liposomal vitamin C and wonderful other supplements. You know, I healed from it relatively quickly. It still is. Still is bothering me a little bit. I've still got a little bit of it going on, but I'm mostly really good. And I think the ivermectin also has helped me with healing some other deep level stuff that's been going on since I've had vaccinations as a kid, right? Going all the way back then. One of the things I've learned about that is you've got to take some pre and probiotic. Stay with us, Dolphin Dave, if you like.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, and we'll be right back after this message.
This is Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. I pulled some strings and gotten you front row seats to my new show, The Perfect Triangle, live Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Revolution Radio Studio A. The Perfect Triangle is equilateral, three sides of the same length. In an angry, bipolar world, three perfect sides reveal many truths.
Body, mind, and spirit.
Thought, word, and deed.
Conspiracy, propaganda, and truth.
Natural health, allopathic tyranny, and your body.
Freedom, globalism, and sovereign nations.
And so much more. Each week, the Perfect Triangle will blast through fake news lies, champion the natural way and natural law, unravel the Orwellian deceptions of our corrupt government, reveal the satanic evil of globalist banks and transnational corporations. Tune in every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, to Revolution Radio Studio A for thoughtful discussions with free thinkers. Your calls are always welcome. The Perfect Triangle, Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. Join me, won't you?
Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and you will catch the Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's the Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne. And I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in Defense Condition 1, as we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in. And I ask that you join me every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m., Eastern Standard Time, for the Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
We shall never surrender.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
Listening to Keith AZ Live with Keith Roberts at revolution.radio.
I bought a toothbrush, some toothpaste, a flannel for my face, pajamas, a hairbrush, new shoes and a case. I said to my reflection, let's get out of this place. Past the church and steeple, the laundry on.
We are back. This is Keith AZ Live on Revolution Radio. Apparently, the show will continue into the future, and I'm very grateful to have this venue and to talk to wonderful people like Dolphin Dave, who we have on the call right now. Before we do that, let's remind you all, this show is supported by you, the listener. We are in our 11th year right now. This is extraordinary. There's so many shows that have gone by the wayside, but you all have supported this show. So please do continue. Please go to revolution.radio or freedomslips.com. Those are the two websites. And click the support tab and $5, $10, $20, whatever you can afford, $100. We've actually had angel donors that have provided larger amounts. This is why you're hearing my voice at this time. Dolphin Dave, welcome back. Why don't you tell us about who you are and your show? Tell us the time the audience can listen to you.
Oh, well, thank you. I come on Saturdays from 1 to 4 p.m., Studio A, and I also do Giuseppe's show, The Perfect Triangle. My show is Operation Scorpio, but Giuseppe's show is The Perfect Triangle, and that is 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Studio A as well. So thank you. I appreciate that. And, well, me, Keith, I'm, had an unusual life. I'm an artist, and I've kind of owned small businesses most of my life. I've kind of lived an alternative lifestyle in a way. Sort of visionary artwork. I do realistic paintings that have some kind of like another dimension bleeding into them, perhaps, or something like that. Always something that, like a dream or something that you wish could be real,
I've been having dreams like crazy. Do you dream? Do you remember your dreams?
Well, I think everyone dreams. It's certainly helpful to,
to
keep a dream journal.
Not everybody remembers their dreams.
Well, it's hard to remember them as time goes on. It's good to write it down. Like if you wake up in the middle of the night, write down the dream, or write it down first thing in the morning, you'll have the clearest recollection of your dream.
I don't need to because mine are so vivid. I've been like traveling to time and space stuff, really crazy stuff, time travel. I mean, I just had a dream where I traveled in time, and it's like, what is that? You know, and it's like having another lifetime when I go to sleep.
Well, I think dreams are real experiences we have in other realms. I think it's a lot more than just, you know, letting your body rest. That's part of it, but there's another dimension to it for sure.
Well, I think there's both. I think some of them are just, you know, relaxation. I think some of them are what I call power dreams, where we really experience another dimension. Do you think there's another dimension? What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, I think there's many other dimensions. The question is how many exactly?
Yeah. You
know, yeah. Truth is stranger than fiction, as they say, Keith. And there's no question about that.
Yeah, I know. There's another quote. That's a great science fiction writer. I forget who said that. But there's another one that the future is not what it used to be. Right?
Yeah. That's certainly true, isn't it? Yeah.
So what are we heading into right now? It's my personal idea, you know, and you can disagree or not, I don't care, but it's my personal viewpoint that we create the future, so we've got to be involved, you know, with all that's happening right now. I think a lot of people are saying that we're all doomed, you know, the dark forces are fully in control, and here it is. I have a different viewpoint. My view is that we actually can create a better future, but it takes a lot of work. It takes us being involved. It takes us really taking responsibility for our participation in this. It doesn't mean that it's all going to work out good. I mean, I'm not saying it is. I don't know how the future is going to fold, but I do believe that we can have our role in this. And if we choose a positive future, that is part of what can possibly manifest. I'm not sure how this is all going to play out. I'm not telling you all that, you know, it's all going to be, you know, unicorns and rainbows, and we're going to have Medveds, and we're going to have Jassara and Nassara. I don't know. I do not know how this is going to unveil, but it's my opinion that if we provide positive energy to a positive future, that perhaps we can manifest this. You know, Art Bell used to do, he did some of, you know, let's do a manifestation, right? He did these experiments in time and space where he said, let's see if we can change the weather here. And the results were so extraordinary that he said, I ain't doing that again because it's too much responsibility, right? But it's my opinion that we can make this a better time. How it's going to play out, freaking A, man. We are in the thick of it right now, aren't we?
Well, Art Bell was certainly one of the greats of all time. A bit of a showman, and he definitely pulled some stunts on that show, but definitely one of the greatest talk show hosts of all time, at least in our generation for sure. But I think there's truth in what you're saying, but the problem we face is there's not enough people who have woken up from the entrancement of mainstream media and television. Our numbers are growing every day, certainly, but we do have this parasitical class of creatures that you know, some of them I don't even believe are fully human, but that's just my speculation. And until that is dealt with, we're going to go round and round on the merry-go-round here. And it doesn't matter if Trump's in charge or if Biden is in charge. The people behind the scenes, behind the curtains, have control over all these world leaders in one way or another, through the banking cartel, through blackmail, through other means, let's say, through brute threats, too. So we're dealing with kind of a mafia, in a sense. And until that is dealt with, humanity is just going to go round and round on the merry-go-round. But I do think we can change the future, yeah, but there's just our numbers aren't big enough yet, is how I see it.
I would disagree with you. I do believe the numbers are sufficient. Think about the Revolutionary War. What was the numbers for the extricating ourselves from the Bank of England, which it was not the England as far as the government. In my opinion, what happened was that we emancipated ourselves from the Bank of England. And I think we're in the same situation right now, that we're that really the banks are the problem right now. The private central banks, which, again, are controlled by, if you really want to go into the deeper levels, you can talk about the Anunnaki or the reptilians, but it's really a demonic realm. It's really a Satanist realm that they want to totally devalue us and take control of us at a really deep level. Actually, if you really want to get into who is what is the darker levels of this, is the AI intelligence. In my opinion, you may seriously disagree, which is fine. I don't know the answer. I'm just telling you, as best as I can figure out, that's where we're at.
Well, I think there's a lot of truth in that. I don't think there's a big disagreement there, Keith. Yeah, I mean, the banks are calling the shots, and the dark forces behind the banks, I think there's multiple levels to that. And so until that's dealt with, this isn't going to end. It's the central bank's ability to print up all the magic shekels they want is the essential problem here. And as long as they can do that, we're just going to go round and round. That has to be dealt with somehow. We have to create a new system. Until we do, there's going to be one crisis after another. And just, you know, I don't want to step on your show, Keith, and I'm going to leave you here in just a few minutes. But one thing that really bothers me about this whole Ukraine thing is the timing of it. Okay, because the Ukraine crisis happened at the very moment that the COVID narrative was starting to completely fall apart. So I'm suspicious of the timing there, and it's unclear to me exactly what's happening in Ukraine yet. So we'll just have to wait and see.
We had Biden make a statement on 2/22/22. On Tuesday, you know, exactly as you're saying, the private central banks is what I've been talking about for years now. I've been telling people, watch Bill. Do you know who Bill Phil first? God, what is his name? Bill Phil is. He did the a video on the money managers, talking about the private central banks, how they've been controlling us forever. And again, I'm going behind the scenes, you know, to the deeper levels of that. But controlling our commerce and our finances, and they create, you know, shortages, and then they come in and harvest all the, you know, assets. This has been going on forever. Bill first. Any comments, Dolphin, Dave?
Well, yeah, I think you're right. And, Keith, I want to thank you for having me on. I don't want to step on your show. You have a nice night, and we'll talk again sometime, okay?
Yeah, no worries. Thank you for joining the show. And people tuned in. on Saturdays. If you want to, Dolphin, before you go, tell everybody when your show's on again.
Yeah, it's Operation Scorpio from 1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays, Studio A. And Keith, take care. We'll talk soon. Okay?
All right, my friend. Thank you for joining the show tonight.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, my friends. Listen, that was fun. You know, Dolphin, Dave, and I certainly, you know, on certain levels disagree. But here he was on air, and we got to have a real conversation and really, you know, talk about, you know, things. And I think on most levels, he and I, you know, agree on the situation we're in. All right. Sorry about that. I was adjusting my mic there a little bit. What are we to do in this time now? What is the most important things that we can take care of for our family and our friends? I would suggest having a little bit of reserve on all kinds of different levels, having reserves on food, having reserves on energy. I have the ability to generate electricity. I have a 2,000 watt inverter with a battery pack. I have a lot of canned food. I have water stored. You know, all these things. I don't think we're going to need them. It's my opinion. I don't think we are going to need to have that, depending on the area you're in. I'm here in Arizona. Hold on. Let me get a little sip of water here. Anyway. Let me go into talking about magnetic energy, okay? So I was talking about dreams earlier with Dolphin Dave, who agreed that, you know, we have these deeper levels to our being. I would suspect all of you listening have deeper levels that you're aware of. You know, and we've all got our day jobs. We've all got our challenges. We've all got to, you know, deal with the nuts and bolts of our real world, right? So it's not an easy place. Let's see. I just saw Mr. Roe posting. Maybe I'll see if he wants to come on. No, I shouldn't bug him. And Mr. Rowe, if you want to come on, join the show. We've only got about 40 minutes. Mr. Rowe, if you'd like to join. Trip to Rick, I was trying to bring you in. Let me try to bring you in again. I'm going to go ahead, see if we can get him on. So let's go ahead and see, Cryptoric, if you want to join, and we'll talk about that stuff. But what I'm going to talk about is magnetic energy. So I was talking about the dream state. This is a reality that is extreme. This is how I have found every girlfriend that I've ever had in my life, right? This is we do have Crypt Rick on. Crypt Rick, how are you doing, sir?
I am doing good. How are you?
I'm doing very well, and your audio is nice and clear.
Well, thank you. I'm actually on my cell phone. I'm at my laptop, but I have two different profiles, so
I was missing you because I was on my laptop. So you were ringing on my, on my cell phone profile. So I, that's why I answered.
Well, I was just calling you on Skype, and of course we.
I have two profiles. I have two profiles on Skype.
We have you know, talked on the Revolution Radio host chat. So, what I want you to do first of all is tell everybody about your show.
Okay, I do. Well, I do two shows. I got one show on Saturday evenings from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. In Studio B, and that's just a fun show I do where I talk about music and movies, and I try to, like, I want to start talking about movies that got a lot of occult and meaning in them, because I find in a lot of the movies now, and especially in a lot of the music, there is a lot of occult and occulted stuff in it if you start looking for it and you notice it. And
no,
I
do.
Yeah, and then in the second, my second show is on Monday nights, Studio A, and that's from 6 p.m. till 8 p.m., and that's where I do all my interviews, and I bring on great guests, and we cover a lot of different topics.
Do you have a website or any contact for our listeners?
You can get, I have a YouTube channel called, same thing, Crypt Rick's I've Been Thinking, and that's where I do all my video interviews, where I actually have people on video, and I'm also now on Rumble with the same name, Crypt Rick's I've Been Thinking, all one word.
All right.
So I'm all over.
So what do you investigate with your name Crypt Rick? You're making me think about cryptozoology.
Well, yeah, a little. Yeah, I do love cryptozoology, actually. I do. I've had guests. I've had. I've interviewed people, a couple people now, on the subject of Bigfoot and Sasquatch. It's a topic I've been interested in my whole life, and there is a reason why I have a big interest in it. And but I like interviewing people about all different topics. I really enjoy learning from people. So all my guests I have, I really enjoy, because I'm learning about a lot of different things. Like I said, cryptozoology. I have a gentleman that comes on once a month, and we discuss cryptocurrency. I've had him on my show on Revolution Radio here, my friend Paul. And I do stuff on weird murder cases and stuff like that. I have a lot of interest, and I like interviewing guests about a lot of different things.
Well, tell us what's on your mind right now. What is most, you know, capturing your attention?
Well, right now, it's definitely probably like everyone else. It's the Ukraine. I'm just keeping an eye on that and trying to see what's going on there. I mean, everybody's got their opinion what's going on and what's going to happen and stuff.
So I've just been earlier on that.
What's that?
Did you hear what I said earlier on that?
You were saying that you didn't think it was going to get as like bad as it is right now. I think that's what I heard.
Okay, so here's what I think is happening is that a Positive Alliance, which is a combination of humans and actually what James Gilliland refers to as the Galactic Liberation Force, are cleaning out this. And it's going to happen like overnight. This is not going to go on very long. It probably 4 days, maybe. You know, we're continue to see that. I was wrong. I did not think that it would escalate to the level it has, but it's not surprising to me that it has because of the, you know, everybody's always saying, well, when are the good guys going to show their hand? You know, when is going to all this, you know, people? And I'm saying, listen, you're like in the backseat of the car and you're arguing with your sister about how, when are we there yet? You know, we're getting there. We're in the third act of the play right now, and we're late in the third act. Really, my friends, good times are ahead, in my opinion. This is actually good forces at play right now, and what's happening in the Ukraine right now is not surprising at all to me because of the corruption and the real mafia-like, and by the way, Joe Biden, his involvement, the money laundering, all that stuff that's been going on there.
For sure.
That, That's my opinion.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I've been keeping a close eye on it, and it's, you know, I mean, we're only getting so much information right now. I mean, I'm like everyone else. I'm just checking out videos that I can find and trying to read stuff that's going on in that. And
myself,
so, yeah, you know,
I've been scouring the web going, what's going on there? And there's very little information that we have so far that I've found.
Right. Same here. Yeah. It's just basically I'm trying to look on YouTube and Twitter and places, seeing what everybody's talking about. And I'm a little worried. I got to be honest. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I hope, I always pray that, you know, it doesn't get worse or anything like that. But I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of alarmed about this one. I really am, because I can't see where it's going to go and stuff. So, I mean, I'm being hopeful though.
Well, I can tell you it's a real sea change. So this is a real underlying structure of what has been our reality is shifting, right? So this is very difficult. I knew that when I woke up this morning. I knew that the ground underneath our feet had shifted. This is definitely, as you said, difficult. But in my opinion, this is all for the good. This is the alliance really taking hold. And as we move forward into March and April, it's my opinion we're going to continue to have more revelations on a good level. You know, we're going to find out more about you know, John Durham is probably going to have more indictments. The situation in Canada, Justin Trudeau has already said, oh, we're going to drop all the security measures. That was just yesterday, all right? That already happened. We're going to find more positive revelations. They are going to be very difficult for those of our dear loved ones, like myself, what I call the normies, you know, the people that are not really on board with the train to a positive future. But I think that's where we're really moving, Rick. What do you think?
I think a lot of, like, the one thing I can say about, because I do live in Canada and very close to Ottawa, and I, from the whole trucker convoy and stuff like that, I can definitely, I think it was a great thing. And I definitely support the truckers and for what, and what they're all doing around the world, because it is waking people up. And that was the one thing I can at least say about Canada. I mean, that's where I live. And a lot of people were kind of just going along to get along for the last couple of years. And now they're starting, I think they're starting to finally see that, you know, what the government's doing, how far they're overreaching, and the freedoms they're taking away from, like, from us Canadians. And I also see what that's going on all around the world, in Australia and everywhere in the world has felt this. And I just think people either have had enough. I just think the last couple of years, people are now with these convoys, it's really waking people up and starting to see that, you know, this has got to end. It's got to stop, because, you know, it's been 2 years too long, in my opinion.
Well, the tyranny is in our face right now.
Exactly. And
this is what has been predicted by many different sources. You know, you can go back to Q. You can go to somebody like Dave at the X-22 report. He said exactly what's going to happen is this stuff is going to be in our face, so people can see it and say, hey, you know what? I'm not down with that. Just like my family and friends who are like, oh, well, you know, Trump was bad because CNN told us so. You know, just because what I saw on TV, and now they're really getting it hard in their face. People like Naomi Wolf, who was a total liberal, said, I have buyer's remorse on voting for Biden. You know, so I think to the degree that people can get can get it. Not so many of us will, but there are more converts every day. We're seeing that in school boards, like in San Francisco. By the way, where I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area in Marin County. And, you know, it was an extraordinary place back then. I'm telling you, back in the 70s, you wouldn't want to be in a nicer area. You had the beach in 45 minutes, and you had the ski slopes in 4 hours. I mean, it was – and you were upper middle class. I mean, that's where I grew up, that's what we had. And it was the most beautiful climate. I had friends tell me, you know, we only have two climates. And I said, what, nice and even nicer? Are you kidding me? This is a extraordinary place. And that was total shit. Right. I moved out of there back in about 2023. I'm sorry, 2003, I moved out here to Arizona. I'm up here in the upper desert, and it's much more mellow. There's nowhere near the influx of the illegals, even though it is a border state. It's a much better managed state than Texas is, and more so than California. You know, and that was from the clairvoyant information that my mother gave me and taught me, and how to do remote view. I remote view stuff, man. I can tell you really crazy stuff if you're interested. I mean, I can.
Sure. I mean, yeah, I've heard that you do that. So, yeah, for sure. I'm always game to listen to stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, well, what my current view is, now it takes energy, right? So I'm not going to pretend that, you know, I'm going to give you some kind of, you know, huge information, because I haven't applied myself to that, because this is freaking turbulent time now. It's not easy, man, to do that. It takes real concentration and energy. But as best as I can tell, we are moving into a positive future. It does require each of us to really not just pay attention, but really to demand that we have justice and peace, and really demand that we have the honor of who we are as creative individuals. So it's got to take each of us. So it doesn't mean, you know, as best as I can tell, it doesn't mean that it's going to happen.
Right.
It's like God gives you a choice. God gives you opportunity. Will you take advantage of it or not? You know, and that's kind of the space I think we're in right now. And as best as I can tell, the scale is that we are going to move into a positive reality, but it takes each of us applying ourselves. It's not a done deal. It's not fait accompli. It's not that we've been given this. We have to exert our own connection to God and desire a positive outcome. So it's each up to us individually, and that's what I try to purvey on my show right now. It's up to you. Do you want peace? Do you want love? Do you want a positive vibration? What I do see is that the Earth herself has chosen a positive vibration. So it's more of a matter of, do you want to get on that train? And right. Most of us are in that process.
Oh, I think so too. I've seen, like I was saying earlier, I've seen a lot of people waking up to what's going on in the world, and they're not happy with it, and they're starting to make a stand for it. And I think that's what we need to do. I just think that people have to start knowing that they have a power. Like, you know, there's power in themselves and in their voice. And I think a lot of people for a long time have kind of forgot that. that, you know, there is power in your voice, and you don't have to take what the government's putting on us right now. And I'm just speaking from like what I've seen and in my area, and it's been bad. Like a lot of things have in the last couple of years have really gotten dark in some areas and that. And I hope that, you know, with the trucker convoy and everybody's starting to kind of wake up and start having enough, that we will go in a positive, direction from here. If people just keep, you know, staying positive and keep fighting back like we are and doing it peacefully, but we're, you know, we're doing it and we're waking people up, I think it's a great thing.
What I, one of the messages I'd like to transmit is that God does not give us any challenge that we cannot overcome. Doesn't right. mean we'll. We may screw up. Listen, folks, I will tell you right up, straight up, I've screwed up. There's no doubt about it, you know, but I am aware now, and more than ever, and, you know, because when you get more in tune, you start to dial in and you start to say, hey, you know what, I can make better decisions. I can have intention. I can actually participate in making this a better time and space. And we are actually the reality generators. You know what you are, Cryptic? You are a reality generator. You know what? That's because that's who you are. That's because that is your very nature of your being. You're a reality generator. That's what each and every one of us is. We are a reality generator. And so let's make it happen, right? Let's make it happen good. And we can have, you know, I was talking earlier on the show about the magnetic energy of love.
Right.
This is a real, I'm telling you, folks, man, I've traveled time and space. I'm not even kidding. You know, I've talked about this before. I have a actual extraterrestrial friend that flew by in our spaceship. I mean, I've told the story before. I don't know if you've heard it, Rick. I'll explain it if you want.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I don't think I have. So perfect.
So I was at a New Year's Eve party, and this was back again. It's about. God, I 2008, '07, '06, I don't remember exactly. But we're at this our friend's house, and we're having a wonderful dinner and wonderful friends and family and all this stuff. And I was outside having a cigarette. I do smoke cigarettes.
Me too. Me too.
That's why it's, you know, I know people have you know, ideas about that. But listen, I don't believe anything. I don't believe anything. What for me is truth and experience, right? So anyway, there it was. You know, for whatever reason, it led me to being in that place at that time. And what happened was this freaking unbelievable UFO flew by. It wasn't like a, you know, a light that was distant or something that, you know, you could say maybe it was a satellite, something like that. No, what happened for me was that a what looked like an emerald, faceted emerald, flew by really low and close and emitted this green light, which was so beautiful that it was off the charts extraordinary. I was like, what? This was like, what? Are you kidding me? Here it is, like flying by low and close off this bluff, you know, and very slowly. It didn't fly by fast. It just kind of cruised by, and I saw it and emitted this light, and I went in there. I just saw the most amazing UFO, you guys. And they're like, oh, yeah, Keith, because they already know me as, you know, being kind of nutty anyway on these subjects, you know. But, yeah, well, you probably did, you know, whatever, you know. But, you know, it wasn't real to them, but it was real to me, and I saw it up close. And then I said, you know, I don't care if I stay awake till bell rings on New Year's Eve. I want to go home. And you know, had a nice dinner and a couple drinks, you know, but not I was not overly imbibed or anything like that. And but I felt really tired. And when I went home, I laid in my bed and I just felt this incredible energy exploring my body, really rewiring my energetic field. It was just off the charts. And I was like, what is this? And because I'd also had the abduction experience, which is a whole nother story, which we don't have time to go into because we're running out of time on the show.
But I want to hear about this. I want to hear about it too.
Well, you know, I can give it real quick. So this, whatever this being was, I said, I do not accept your, intrusion. And, it happened anyway. And what came to my understanding, because what has happened since then is I've developed a really telepathic communication with this being who actually is a Lyrian, not a Pleiadian. I know a lot of people talk about the Pleiadians.
Right,
and
right.
They're very interesting. I know them as well. But the Lyrians, what she told me is she's of the first, and she was of the same ray as me. The reason why she did not have any problem with interjecting her energetic field into my being was because we're of the same ray, we're of the same vibration, and so it's really cool. This is a beautiful being who I am in contact now with currently. Currently, she's very nice, extraordinarily loving, and very interesting, and is giving me a lot of information about what is happening and how things are playing out right now. And that's why I can tell you that with the Ukraine-Russia situation, this is a positive thing. It's not all good. I mean, there's people being hurt. This is a war we're in right now. You know, this is hard times, but these are times that are in – we're in the third act of the play, and we're late in the third act of the play. You know, these times are here present. We're going to talk about them forever, by the way.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I agree. And I mean, that's an incredible story though. Like when you saw this UFO, and I've always like, cause I've never actually seen one. So I mean, I always ask people that have these experiences, like, did you have missing time or anything like that? Or was it just a flyby and that was it?
Well, I've had a number of UFO experiences and they're actually really easy to have happen. And I know so many people that say, how come I haven't had them happen?
Right.
Say, well, you know, it's just, you know, the time and space thing. You know, it's going to happen when it's right for you. If you truly want that to happen, what I recommend is having the intention of a positive one, because just because they're extraterrestrial does not mean they're nice. There's very many nasty ones, so you don't want that.
Yeah, well, yeah, I've heard people say that too. That I like from the I've talked to people that have had experiences in that, and they say that you have to definitely be positive about it and be careful because, as you just said, they're not all good. You know, there is ones out there that aren't doing good things. So you have to do it in a positive way and be ready for it in a positive way.
What do you understand about what this situation is here right now?
Wait, about what? Like, what do you mean?
I mean the whole gambit, the whole situation. So listen, let me set it up for you a little bit.
Okay.
In my understanding, we've had intrusion from negative extraterrestrial forces, especially the Anunnaki and the reptilians. And the reptilians have opened a doorway to the AI, was just the nastiest part of it all. But beyond that, there's also the demonic realm, which also infests people. So it's a very complex world we're in right now.
Right. Oh, you know, I get what you're saying. Okay, I get where you're going. Yeah, I definitely, in one of my shows I've already done, I kind of discussed about the Anunnaki, and that I'm really fascinated, and I look into that a lot, actually, about the Anunnaki and their fascination with gold and all of that, and even how they, a lot of researchers think that they've messed with our genetic code, and when they came here and stuff like that. So I when you say that, I can definitely, it does not shock me if they did, we were influenced, and they, somebody came down here, the Anunnaki, and messed with our genetics and have done a lot of things influencing us in a lot of different ways. I can see that clearly. It would not surprise me, Keith.
Let me ask you also about, you know, since you have the name Crypt Rick, right. You know, so that brings up the thoughts of Bigfoot and other types of anomalous, you know, like Dogman or other types. What are your thoughts along those realms?
As I was saying when I first got on, I've always been fascinated definitely with Bigfoot because, and I've told this story on my YouTube channel, so it's not like if somebody didn't watch my one on Bigfoot that they're not going to find out, but I was telling the story when I was very young, probably around 10 years old. I did have somewhat of a, I wouldn't call it an encounter because it was very quick, but I remember because we were driving and I was in the back seat of the car because and my parents were driving and we were going very, very slow and we were far up north where there's tons of bush and woods and basically it was all.
Are you in Canada? What region?
Yeah, Ontario, Canada. I'm pretty close to, well, back then it was like close to, way up north and, I'm not there now, but that's where I was when I was younger. And I remember when we were in the car, we were going really slow and I was watching all the, because there's a lot of logging roads, up north where you drive. So every, you know, you driving slow and see logging roads. And I always looked at the logging roads when we were driving by. And I remember seeing something walk out into the logging road and I still see it clear as day. It was black and it was probably about 7-8 feet tall and had super long. It wasn't like, if anyone's ever seen the Patty footage, which I'm sure a lot of people have, it didn't look like that. It wasn't like a, like the Patty footage with short fur and that. This had super long, like flowing hair. Like it was like hair and it was really black and I can still see the muscles underneath it and everything. And it kind of walked out into the road in one stride. It was like in the middle of the road and then it kind of looked towards the road and then it walked off the other side of the road and I still see it clear as day after all of these years what I saw. I don't know what I saw. Was it, it could have been a tall person in a ghillie suit, I don't know, but it was very strange and it's always stuck with me. So that's why I've always really looked into Bigfoot and Sasquatch. That's why I have a fascination with it, because I definitely saw something strange when I was young.
Well, I think your deeper intuition knows what it was.
Right.
What does your deeper intuition tell you?
To me, it was a Sasquatch. It was a Bigfoot. There's no way it could have been a person. It was, I saw the muscle.
It was more than that. Wasn't it a friend?
I didn't have any type of feeling or anything like that. It was just, it was so quick. And I just remember it clear as day even now. And so but I never got a feeling from it or I never got like anything like that. It was very quick and it's just something that it's always stuck in my mind. And that's what led me down the road of asking people about it, researching it and that stuff like that. So I don't know.
Well, I think there are levels within your own being there's a connection there.
Right. Like I didn't get a bad feeling, that's for sure. Like I've never had a bad feeling or a bad, think about it. It wasn't bad or anything like that, but it was very interesting and something I've never forgot.
Well, I think there's a deeper level that you can connect with that. Listen, that maybe it's just coming from my own bias, right? So for myself, you know, I connect with these beings. Like I told you, it's my understanding, as best as I can discern. Like, I always try to couch these things, and as best as I can figure out, right? Why do I have all these extraordinary experiences, right? It's got to be because I had the kind of agreement when I incarnated. Before I actually chose to incarnate, I said, okay, I'm going to go ahead and be mocked, and which happens routinely for me. You know, I get mocked, and people say, oh, you're just, you know, full of it and whatever. But I just continue to say, you know, I'm just going to tell the truth as best as I can understand. And I was at my last major job, I was a Motorola. I worked there for 25 years. And I told them, I said, yeah, I got abducted by these little gray guys. And they're like, oh, did they stick something up your ass? Yeah, well. No, actually, that I personally did not have that experience. I know Whitley Strieber described that in his book, which, by the way, when his book Communion came out, I was like, "Oh, yeah, well, that never happened to me." You know, no, it took a number of years before the memory started to come forward, and I believe it was because I had this underlying desire to really know the truth, which is not easy. Listen, folks, to really know the truth, if you want to look at especially the world situation we're in now, what is happening, what we're describing with Ukraine and the harvesting of children for adrenochrome, this is not a pretty picture. You know, it takes a lot of fortitude and a lot of courage, a lot of, you know, being willing to set aside your own ego to actually perceive these deeper levels of things. And, you know, that's something I've tried to apply myself to, and look into the deep underground bases, by the way, which the Alliance has been kicking the ass on. You know, we are really moving into a very positive space and time right now. But sure, it does take each of us being willing to be there, because not everybody is. You know, it's one of the funny things. You know, people have Stockholm syndrome. They're like, "Oh no, I'm good with being a slave." You know, well, I'm not. I've always been a rebel. Going back to Paul Revere, I was one of the guys on his team that said, "Yeah, we want freedom." You know, and that is what I want to. One of the primary messages I want to transmit on this show is that it's time now to take control of who you are, because if you don't, somebody else will.
Exactly.
Yeah. Go ahead, my friend.
No, you're exactly. I totally agree that, and it's true. Like, a lot of things now are starting to definitely come to the surface. Like, I mean, you start, you know, 20 years ago, people that were talking about aliens and UFOs and Bigfoot and all of that, they were laughed. You know, they're pretty much teased and made fun of and stuff like that. And now look at all the disclosure that's going on, and a lot of whistleblowers are coming out and talking about all of this stuff. So it's definitely a time for, like, a lot of people are starting to at least be open to the possibilities of things like extraterrestrials and stuff, you know, all these things. I know that, like, I watch a lot of people's channels on YouTube and other platforms, and there's a lot of people, you know, very open to it and at least looking into it. So I think that's a positive thing. I agree with you.
So do you think you've had extraterrestrial contact?
No, not that I know. Not that I know of.
Not that you're aware of.
Yeah, not that I'm aware of. I mean, I'm very open to it, but I'm nothing that I'm aware of. I'm very jealous of people that that have had an experience.
Well, that would be like me. That would be like me. I've had direct contact. I mean, seriously, it's off the charts. You know, one of the things, you know, so I analyze myself. I say, you know, especially with this Lyrian being, I'm like, it's no way. You know, why would this being even contact me? Who am I? I'm nobody. You know, this is, you know, but of course, what I've found is that this is happening all over the world. And these beings are contacting just regular, you know, us lunchbox Joes that go to their day jobs. And, here it is. This is right in your face. So what I would suggest, travel to James Gilliland's ranch up there at East SETI, where extraterrestrials are like, hey, hello, welcome to the show, my friend. And we are, you know, guess what you and I have, Rick? We got tickets to the big show.
That is true. That is very true. I mean, it's true. I can't even think of anything else to say to that because it is. I never thought that I would see what was going on in the world now in my lifetime, to be honest.
No.
And a lot of crazy stuff going on.
The script.
You couldn't. No. Yep.
If you brought this to Hollywood, they say, yeah, no way anybody's going to believe it. But here it is, right in our face, right, happening right here and now.
Exactly.
So God bless. You know, what I always want to say is God bless. Connect with God. Connect with the angels. Not be fooled by the dark forces that want to inculcate you, want to bring in their fault. Listen, Rick, thank you so much. I hope you'll
thank
join
you
me
for
again.
Having me. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to Revolution.
Interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's hyper thinking. Welcome to the Crypt.
Syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
Or by a two-thirds majority in the case of
be
more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that. What? Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.